Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting into one of those little DNB details that makes a track feel instantly more serious. Pitching and shaping an old-school style kick so it carries real weight inside a breakbeat edit without getting in the way of the bass or the vocal. If you've ever heard a Jungle or Rollers tune and thought, why does this kick feel so huge even though it's not some massive modern punchy sample? This is the move. The answer is usually not just volume. It's tuning, timing, and making the kick and break behave like one designed percussion system instead of two separate sounds fighting for space. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12 with stock tools only, so you can repeat the workflow immediately. We'll use Simpler, Drum Rack, EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, Utility, Warp Control, and Resampling. By the end, you'll have a kick that feels tuned and committed, a break that leaves room for it to hit, and a drum section that still gives your vocal space to breathe. First things first, pick the right source material. You want a kick that has a clear body, not too much sub-smear, and a break that already grooves. Don't chase perfection here. A good old-school DNB break is often a bit dusty, a bit rough, and full of personality. That's exactly what you want, because we're going to edit it into something new. Load your kick into Simpler on a MIDI track. Put Simpler in classic mode so it behaves like a straightforward one-shot player. If it's a clean one-shot sample, turn warp off. That keeps the pitch behavior more natural and avoids weird time stretch artifacts. Put your break on an auto track, or slice it into a drum rack if you want more hands-on control later. Now comes the tuning part, and this is where a lot of people go wrong. Don't tune the kick in isolation. Always listen to it with the bass line and, if possible, with the vocal phrase too. A kick that sounds perfect solo can suddenly feel wrong once the bass movement and vocal consonants are present. Use Simpler's transpose to pitch the kick in small moves, usually 1 to 4 semitones up or down. If it still feels a little off, fine-tune it in sense. You're not trying to turn the kick into a melodic note that jumps out at the listener. You're just trying to get the fundamental to sit in the same tonal world as the track. A good rule for darker DNB is to aim the kick somewhere close to the root note or a strong fifth of the key. So if the tune is in F minor, F sharp minor, or G minor, test the kick against that center and see what locks in. If it feels too round and flabby, pitch it slightly up. If it feels thin, pitch it down a touch and remember that you can add density later with saturation. If you want a quick visual check, drop spectrum after the kick and look at the fundamental peak. Compare that with the bass line. You're not trying to match everything perfectly with a chart, but the low end should feel like it belongs in the same family. In DNB, especially with a vocal on top, a badly tuned kick can make the whole drop feel soft or detached. Next, shape the kick so it has old-school weight without becoming a boomy mess. A solid starting chain is EQ8, Saturator, Drum Bus, and Utility. On EQ8, cut out any useless rumble below about 20 to 30 Hz if it's needed. If the kick has a boxy middle, try a gentle dip somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. If you want more chest hit, a small boost around 50 to 80 Hz can help, but move carefully. In DNB, the low end gets crowded fast, so every dB matters. Then add saturator with soft clip-on. Start with about 2 to 6 dB of drive and compensate the output so you're judging tone, not just loudness. Saturation is a big part of that old-school thickness. It adds density and makes the kick feel more committed, less sterile. After that, try drum bus. Keep the drive fairly subtle, maybe 5 to 15%. Use the transience control if you want a little more click, but don't overdo it if you're chasing a classic heavier feel. A lot of old-school weight comes from body and density, not super sharp attack. If the kick starts sounding too modern or too crispy, back off the transient boost and lean more on saturation. Finish with utility, so you can control the overall level and keep the low end disciplined. If this kick is going to sit in a wider drum bus later, keep the foundation centered. Mono first, width later. That rule will save you a lot of pain on club systems. Now for the surgery part, making the break leave a pocket for the kick. This is the difference between a kick that punches through and a kick that sounds like it's trying to escape from behind the drums. Duplicate the break onto a new track if needed, then consolidate the section into a 1 or 2 bar loop. Open the clip view and pay attention to the transient hits. You can use warp markers to stabilize the parts you want to keep locked in place, but the main goal is to make room at the exact moment the kick lands. If the kick is on beat 1, carve space right there. If the pattern is more syncopated, carve the pocket wherever the kick actually hits. You can reduce the break by 1 to 3 dB at the kick moment, either with clip gain, automation, or careful editing. If the break snare or a busy transient is colliding with the kick, nudge the slice a few milliseconds earlier or later and listen again. In old-school DNB, timing often matters more than tone. That's a useful teacher tip right there. If the kick is getting lost, don't automatically reach for more EQ. Sometimes the better fix is simply moving the kick a few milliseconds so it lands in a cleaner gap in the break's transient pattern. The break's attack can actually help mask the kick if you use it right, but if it's in the wrong spot, it just hides it. If you want more control, slice the break to a drum rack. Put the main kick on one pad, then separate the snare, ghost notes, hats, and key break slices onto their own pads. That gives you much more freedom to rephrase the groove later. It also makes it easier to keep the kick consistent while letting the rest of the break move around it. A classic DNB feel comes from contrast. The kick stays grounded and on the beat, while the break stays a little more human, a little more shuffled, and slightly behind or ahead in places. That tension is part of the vibe. Now think about the vocal. Because this lesson sits in the vocals area, you want to design the drums so they support the lyric instead of fighting it. Don't wait until mixdown to discover the drum loop is swallowing the vocal hook when the vocal is carrying the phrase. Simplify the break a little. Pull the break back by a dB or two under important lyric lines. If the vocal needs more presence, dip the break gently in the 2 to 5 kHz area. If there's a lot of bright breath and air in the vocal, you may also want to reduce cymbal or hat energy with a narrower cut higher up, or a subtle low pass if the section needs to feel calmer. The arrangement matters here too. A strong DNB drop isn't just full drums all the time. A more professional approach is to give the vocal some open space during key moments, then let the drum energy return right after the phrase lands. That call and response relationship is what keeps the tune sounding musical rather than overcrowded. Once your kick and break feel right on their own, glue them together on a drum bus. You're not trying to crush them. You're trying to make them feel like one system. Start with EQ8 if you need to clean anything before compression. Then use glue compressor with a slower attack, maybe around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and aim for only about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. That keeps the groove alive. If you compress too hard, the kick loses its anchor and the whole loop flattens out. After that, add a little saturator for harmonic thickness, and use utility to check mono compatibility. The low end should stay focused and centered. If the kick disappears after bus processing, that's your sign to back off the compressor or lengthen the attack. A great move here is to resample the drum bus once it feels strong. Bounce it, bring it back in, and listen against the original. Resampling tells you whether the weight is genuinely there or whether you were just stacking individual track energy. It also makes the drums feel more committed, which is very on-brand for old-school and jungle-flavor DNB. For arrangement, think in phrases. Let the intro tease the break, but don't give away the full kick way too early. Then when the drop hits, the tuned kick should land with authority. In the middle eight or breakdown, strip things back a little so the next return feels bigger. If you want even more drama, try a slightly lower kick pitch in the second drop. It's subtle, but that kind of change can make the return feel darker and more powerful. Here's a practical way to think about the whole thing. Bar 1 is the statement, bar 2 is the variation. If every bar is packed identically, the listener gets used to it and the impact drops off. Let the drums breathe in places. Let the vocal own the busiest moments. That contrast is what creates real pressure. A few things to watch out for. Don't overpitch the kick. Once you get too far from the original sample, the body can start to collapse unless you resample creatively. Don't let the break fight the kick in the low mids. Don't overcompress the drum bus. And definitely don't ignore the vocal pocket. In a vocal DNB tune, the drum loop should sound powerful but still leave the lyric room to land. If the kick sounds hollow after pitching, resample it. That small commitment step often stabilizes the character better than endlessly tweaking the transpose setting. And remember, if you want width, add it above the low end zone. The foundation should stay mono and solid. For a quick practice exercise, pick one kick and one break, tune the kick by ear and with spectrum. Build a one-bar loop at 174 BPM. Carve a pocket for the kick and the break, and compare the kick before and after EQ, saturator, and drum bus. Then place a vocal chop or phrase over the top and reduce the break slightly under it. Finally, resample the drum bus and listen in mono. Your goal is simple: make the kick feel heavier without making the whole loop louder. If you get that working, you've got one of the most useful DNB drum skills in the book. Not just how to make a kick hit harder, but how to make the entire break and kick relationship feel intentional, tuned, and ready for a vocal-led drop. So remember the core moves, tune the kick to the track, shape it with Ableton stock tools, edit the break around the kick instead of forcing the kick through the break, Keep the low end centered and leave vocal space early in the arrangement. In DNB, weight comes from placement, groove, and contrast. When those three line up, the track stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a record.